You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zulli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zulli.
Sometimes there's those crazy guys that do that. I'm wondering if that works for me, guys. You know, let me know. Let me know if that works. All right, guys, we got another wonderful show, guys, on Thursday, 10:30 a.m. I'm Eric Easy Zulli, your host for Easy Talk Live. We do it the easy way. Every day we get live and we're ready to get connected, and we help you guys get connected the easy way. And we have so much stuff to talk about today, man. Oh my God, we just got back from an amazing event. Experience the Easy Way, AME, as well as everybody was collectively in, and we were at the W Hotel last night. We hung out with Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls. Shout out to my girl Kaya and her publicist Ed. We were hanging out with the Basketball Wives, Jackie Christie and Sunday Carter. You guys can see all the pictures at my fans page, Eric Zulli Fans. We were hanging out with Norbert Brown, and we were hanging out with the Vice President of Warner Brothers, CW, John Mata. Man, it was amazing. And shout-outs to our girl, Faithy J, which is our new Easy Way Angel. She held it down over in Ernie Singleton's event at the Grammy Museum at the LA Live, interviewed many people with many, many, many labels, and just awesome stuff. So we're going to be playing some interviews of that for you guys today on Easy Talk Live. We're going to be getting live. And, I'm just going to do something a little bit different today, guys. I'm going to just open up a lines. I'm open up lines. If any callers want to call in and hang out with us and join us, some of the team members are calling. The lines are blowing up, so I don't know who anybody is, and I'm not prepared. So we're just going to open up all the lines here. And we got caller 678-6146. Who's this calling? Who is this?
Hey, this is Reggie Williams in Hot Atlanta.
Reggie Williams, all right, we got Reggie Williams. So, guys, we got Songstagram in the house. Songstagram, Reggie's one of the men with Songstagram. We told you guys about that a little bit last week. You know, Songstagram is the Instagram on the music side of things. It's the spinoff of Instagram, but the music side of things. A lot of amazing, amazing individuals involved with that. So we got a block caller. I don't know who this is. Caller, are you there? You calling from Skype? You blocking your number, or you just calling and listening to the show? Three.
No, this is Todd and Faithy J.
Todd and Faithy J. Okay, all right, guys. So we got you guys. Cool. So Todd and Faithy J. Guys, we're gonna bring them on pretty soon. We're gonna do a new segment called Red Carpet Awareness. Okay, and then Red Carpet Awareness is Faithy J. She's our new Easy Way Angel, Red Carpet Celebrity Correspondent. She hung out with Ernie Singleton and Joey Manda with Interscope and amazing honorees in the music industry. So they're going to be telling you guys a little bit about that here pretty soon. So I'm going to just keep on opening the lines and see who everybody is. We got 760-4863. Who's this?
Barbara,
all right, Barbara. We got our Easy Way Angel, Barbara, on the line. Barbara, Sandifor is in the house. She missed out on such a – Barbara, you missed out on such a wonderful night. Where were you at last night? We missed our Barbara. We missed our Easy Way Angel.
I know. I was back home. I was back up here in the high desert. I wasn't able to make it out for the day, but I will definitely be there next time.
All right. And then we have a caller, 779-7886. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who's this?
Janet.
Janet. Okay, hi, Janet. I don't know who Janet is, so Janet must be a fan. Are you a fan of the show, Janet?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much. We so appreciate you. You know, if you're not following our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page, we recommend you do that. Where are you from, Janet?
I'm from Illinois.
Illinois. All right. How's the weather out there?
Very, very, very sunny. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. So, Janet, let me ask you one question. What makes you a fan of the show? What makes you a fan of The Easy Way? Why do you listen to us? I mean, you could be doing anything right now. You could be at the gym. You could be watching TMZ. Who knows? So, like, why do you listen to the show?
Because it's very interesting and it makes me help to learn new things. And I really love this show and it's very amazing and teach me new things.
Oh, thank you so much, Janet. Go ahead and sit back and relax. It's going to be a great show. I think you're going to really, really like it. All right, guys, so we're going to answer another caller. We've got 818-2331. 818-2331. Who is this?
This is Valentino Brown, Cyberspace Media and producer for WTV Networks. What's your story? Go ahead.
Valentino Brown, all right. Hey, man, welcome to the show. All right, guys, so we're just going to start this off here. I'm going to go right into Faithy J's segment. Faithy J is one of our new Easy Way Angels, beautiful 16-year-old girl, amazing, amazing talent. She rolls with her dad, her father, who does the camera, who does the production, who does the editing, does an amazing, amazing job. And Faithy J, you just went to my man Ernie Singleton's honoring ceremony at the Grammy Museum at the LA Live, on the top of the Grammy Museum, and share with us your experience. What happened? Who was there? Like, give us the 401.
Oh, my gosh. It was seriously so amazing. Like, I didn't know what to expect because this is probably the biggest thing I've been to so far in my career. And, you know, I interviewed Joey Manda. I unfortunately didn't get to meet Karen Civil. But I met Groovy Luz. Actually, no. He was not there, unfortunately.
Entourage.
Yeah, his entourage was there, and they accepted his award. And that was cool. I met Mike B., who was there for Groovy Luz. And then Angela Dean, she is awesome because she is a fashion designer for celebrities. And, you know, I love fashion. I'm a girl. Come on. And then I met Ron Bloom. He was actually my first interview. He is the CEO of Bite Size TV. And so as soon as I saw him walk up, he was my first interview, right? And I was like, oh, crap. I thought I was going to be able to warm up. He's kind of like a big deal. So, you know, that was cool. And, yeah, there was many great performances and many great people. Oh, Vincent Ward, the star of – he's Oscar on Walking Dead. And he was, like, super humble and super chill, and he's awesome. So that was cool. Yeah, it was super
passionate.
So
you had a great time. Vincent – well, I want to toss this in really quick. Vincent Ward is a very good friend of mine. He's like a brother. Okay, I met Vincent about 6, 7
awesome.
Years ago. And when I knew Vincent, I met him on the red carpet. Vincent was still trying to get jobs. He was still trying to do his thing. He was still auditioning. And when I met him, he was a True Blood guy. He was in the True Blood. Okay. And Vincent, yeah, Vincent's amazing. And now he's in the Oscars and this, that, Walking Dead and all this stuff. I'm just proud of my man Vincent. I was amazed when I saw that he was hosting the event with Ernie. It was cool. So unfortunately, guys, I wasn't able to get Vincent on the show today. Vincent has bookings and things and whatever, but we are going to be getting him on, and he'll share his experience doing it the easy way with Faithy J. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. So Faithy, we're gonna go ahead and pop your interview on. This is with Joey Manda. Who's that?
He is the president of Urban Music Interscope Records. And he was really nice. Yeah, he is a big deal.
You talked to the president of
cool
Urban Music Interscope. I thought the president of Interscope was Jimmy Iovine.
Joey actually recently became the president, so I'm not, I think,
of the Urban Music.
Of Urban Music Interscope Records. Maybe there's, like, different divisions or something, but he's a president,
I just want to clear that up for the fans because we want to make sure that we get the right facts and everything. But Jimmy Iovine, shout out to him, he's a legend. But so the new guy stepping in, Joey Manda, he's the Urban Music Division. I think he's the president of the Urban Music Division. That's what it sounds like to me. But guys, we're gonna go ahead and pop this interview on. This is Faithy J, our new Easy Way Angel for the Easy Show. We do the show every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and she's our red carpet correspondent. And she's also going to be behind the scenes, hanging out backstage with Kaia Jones from the Pussycat Dolls. I mean, wow, how cool is this? So if you guys are listening to the show, we're going to start playing these MP3 interviews. We're going to start, you can watch the show physically. And also, I want everybody to know that I was the first originator, and I got to throw this out there, I was the first originator of an application-based interactive television show. Okay, so we do have a green screen talk show. It's on mobile TV as well as web. And every Friday at 3 o'clock, you can download my application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, or search Easy Way, on your Google Play or your Apple Store. It's free to download. Click on the Easy Show. You watch live. You hang out. There's a fan wall where you can actually talk to our celebrity guests. You can talk to our entrepreneurs and our public figures and the people that you might want to talk to, rather than calling in or whatever. You can actually just right there. It's like a group on Facebook. You just tweet right there on the wall, and then my friends, the guests we have on the show, I mean all the people that were around, will see that. And we may even mention your name if your name's on there, and we'll give you love. It's a total interactive thing. And I know Rising Star came out on ABC, but I came up with it first. Dang it. Now it's going to be like a big deal. It's going to be a huge thing. It's all about the application interactive with TV shows. I was the first one to come up with that. Dang it. No, I'm kidding. I love Rising Star. Awesome, awesome show. Amazing. If you guys haven't seen it, go watch it. You can actually download the application and vote for who you think is the best and who should be a Rising Star. It's pretty cool. We're going to be doing some things like that. We got showcases coming up. But enough about that. We're going to go into this interview with Joey Manda, who is the president of the Urban Music Division of Interscope, conducted by Faithy J, our new Easy Way Angel for the Easy Show. Check this out, guys. Here we go.
Hey, it's Faithy J Entertainment on the Easy Show with Joey Manda. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So you are an honoree tonight. How does that feel?
I mean, it's incredible. I'm used to talking about other people's accomplishments. So, you know, when people talk about mine, it's really flattering. And,
yes.
You know, when Mrs. Singleton called me, I was definitely honored.
Yes, tonight is your night. So, I know you worked with Drake, 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, and many more. Tell me one of your favorite experiences.
My favorite experience is, you know, anytime we get a hit record. Anytime we get a record that people connect with and people, you know, love, that's always a great experience.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, when you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up? Does that make sense? Yeah, you get what I'm saying, right?
I wanted to be a DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I always wanted to be a DJ.
Do you play with DJing, obviously, because you're on the music?
Yeah. I not as much as I used to, but yeah, sometimes.
That's so cool. So do you have social media we can follow you at? Like Twitter?
Oh, my Twitter is at @JoeyIe.
Cool. Follow him because I do too. So do it. Again, I am Faithy J Entertainment with EEZ Show, and this is Joey Manda. Have an awesome night.
How cool is that? So the new president of the Urban Division of Interscope wanted to be a DJ. And I wonder where he was DJing at and who he's DJed with and what makes him one of the. We got to find out all that stuff for you guys. I'm gonna have to call Ernie and make sure we see if we can get him on the show. But awesome job, Faithy. How was your first experience doing interviews for our show?
Oh my gosh, it was so amazing. I felt so official and important, and that's a really good feeling. Thank you, Easy, for having me and, you know, just bringing me out there.
So, and you did an awesome job. Just don't forget to talk to your boy. You know, like while you're doing it, talk to me as well. Because the way we're going to be doing this, guys, is you're gonna watch the show. You'll be watching it visually, web TV, mobile TV, which is syndicated all over the world. And Faithy will actually be talking to me on the red carpet. Well, she's hanging out with people, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you download the application so you can watch the show. And so, guys, I'm going to put on a quick song here. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing artist. His name is Edlinger CEO. And I'm putting this song on for a reason. When we come back, we're going to have Alantino Brown talk a little bit about cyberbullying, talk a little bit about bullying and what's going on, and we're starting a coalition, okay? We're doing some stuff with cyberbullying. We want to really make a difference. We want to create laws. We want to make it so people can't put these stupid-ass rip-off reports and these dumb blogs and just make up their own stuff and dismerging people's names and reputation. That's not going to happen anymore. The Easy Way is going to come in. Cyberspace Media is going to come in. You know, and we're bringing the political figures, we're bringing everybody in to stop this. It's not going to happen anymore. Like, in the next year, you know, we're going to make sure this law, it's done. There's no more. Like, you can't do the cyberbullying stuff anymore. So, guys, this is a song called Stand Tall by Edlinger CEO. He's 18 years old, and this kid has saved over 4 to 6, I want to make sure I say it right, 4 to 6 lives. This kid, his music has actually saved lives. Some people committing suicide and stuff like that. So really listen to the lyrics, guys. This is Stand Tall by Edlinger CEO.
Here's something depressing. The Centers for Disease Control says roughly 1 in 10 Americans today is depressed. The land of opportunity apparently offering a lot of opportunity for misery.
Stay strong as long as you stand tall. It'll all be okay. Keep your head up high, on this you can depend.
Park, looking in shock, tears and screaming, I can't even talk. Pills in hand and I'm ready to drop. Head is spinning, there's a vast emotional block. Alone, depressed, low, a mess. Now's my move, pressure what to do next. My life's out of line and this is my check. I take the pills, my head's cluttered again. One breath, two breaths, I let out the rest. Thinking this decision was the best. Close my eyes and I won't open again. Accepting my time's about to end. Recapped, I'm standing on a ledge. I'll drop, be dead, it's a peaceful descent. Ninth grade music was my only sense. The only reason I'm not mentioning
pets. Stay strong, as long as you stand tall. It'll all be okay. Keep your head up high, on this you can depend. When you're feeling lost in darkness, just remember this too shall end.
Every day a struggle, feeling all alone. At school I didn't talk and got angry at home. I thought I had nobody, not even my family. Been so long, it was pure agony. Day by day I was trying to live. My life had not one more thing to give. Progressively it got worse, I soon broke. Family trip, I wanted to be ground stroke. And when I'm gone, everyone won't even care. Because I was a pointless mistake, yeah. Mac Miller in my ears, a step away from death's best day ever. Backed away from that ledge, I realize it can get way better. I can't give up, I'm just under the weather. That day rap saved my life, I'll never forget it until the day that I die.
Stay strong, as long as you stand tall.
Isn't that crazy lyrics? So, guys, you know, music is a healing. It's a healing thing. And so I'm going to bring on my man, Alan Tino Brown with Cyberspace Media. He's heading up the Cyber Watch division of Easy Way. And like I said, we're going to kill the cyberbullying thing. You know, and anybody that wants to do it, you know, you're going to see how strong we're going to come at you. We know who you are. You know, it's gone too far. It's causing many deaths and suicides. There's actually Orange County just laid out a law, I think, and Alan Tino can tell you more about that because somebody just died, and it's bad. So we're gonna do everything we can to raise awareness. Alan Tino Brown, come on down. Tell us the sound.
Hey,
and tell everybody we're not messing around.
That's right. How you doing? It's so nice once again to be on your show, and I just want to say to everybody out there, thank you for having me. Listening to, you know, cyberbullying is really no joke, and we're amassing an army, literally an army, including law enforcement and political figures to get behind this and really make a difference and put an end to it. Basically, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to stamp it out. But it's going to take each and every one of you, both kids, you know, to let us know what's going on out there. You know, give us what we got. You got our ear. We'll investigate anything you want. We have law enforcement to follow it up. We want parents out there to know the signs of bullying. Just a general overall education, because everyone knows about it, but they're not really aware of what to do about it. And we're what to do about it. Eric and I have teamed up with Henning Morales and others. I mean, yesterday was an incredible event. We had so much footage of all the stars chipping in. A lot of them have been bullied through their life. And also, they're banding with us to do this. And we'll get a little bit more into what Songstagram is about, which is our sponsor, who will be doing a lot of things.
Songstagram, Altino, we have Reggie. Reggie's on the show. We got the man representing Songstagram.
Hey, Reggie,
you still there?
Yes,
Reggie.
I am. I'm right here, buddy.
There he is. There he is. So Reggie, you hear what we're doing. You hear what we're all about with the cyberbullying thing. And I know Songstagram is involved in some way. Can you come on the show and tell us how Songstagram is going to get behind this cause? And I know you. I mean, Songstagram. I mean, you guys are dealing with the biggest artists, the biggest labels, the biggest, huge guys. Make sure you download Songstagram. And there's a little surprise happening with the Easy Way and Songstagram. We'll see what happens. But Mr. Reggie, man, talk to us. Tell us how Songstagram is behind this anti-cyberbullying thing.
Well, I just want to make sure that we're clear, guys. You know, Songstagram is truly a free app that you can download, and simply everybody can be a part of it. And why? Because it is a united effort for individuals to take hold of what their own content might want to be, as well as labels utilizing it to simply share the artist's music. And truly, there's great residuals there. You can ask around how to do that through Easy, and he'll show you and let you know. But the key thing is this, you know, as being a member of the Songstagram family, I dedicated because I have some friends that were taunted by this cyberbullying. And, you know, so I vowed that, you know, the proceeds that I would receive through those joining because of the Easy Show, I said, hey, you know what, it makes sense to give back. And so we're just going to, as individuals, we're going to give back towards the cyberbullying phenomenal crazy, or should I say phenomenal crazy stuff that's happening with that. And, you know, it's to be taken serious. And so, you know, I appreciate Eric and also Alantino for introducing me to this platform to be able to reach the masses. And, you know, it's about giving back. It's about reaching out and helping someone who just for some reason or another at that point in time in their lives are not able to make the decision to even set it down, you know, get away from the computer. Don't let it talk to you, you know. And I want to also make sure that is a way. You know, folks, yes, we want to stop cyberbullying, but one of the ways is, hey, listen, don't listen to it. You know, I want to make sure that we give every opportunity for them to make that decision at that moment that can change their lives. So if there's anything that you catch from this message right now, yeah, it's not about the greatness of the different companies and all that stuff. The message I want to say is, hey, if someone is talking to you on a computer and it seems like it's, so, hey, turn away from it. It's like somebody calls me a name, and as I walk away and I get half a block away, I could barely hear them. As I get a block away, I can almost not hear them. And when I'm two blocks away, I don't even hear their voice in the wind. Why? Because I look the other way.
Let me jump in real quick. That or tattle on them. Tell CyberWatch. Da-da-da-da! We're here, guys. So CyberWatch, join the group. CyberWatch on Facebook. You know, we're here to consult you if you're dealing with cyberbullying. If you know, we're here. Just know we're here.
If you have friends that are being cyberbullied, blow the whistle.
This particular show, guys, we're gonna open up the lines with everybody. If I see new callers, if I see anything, I want to know who everybody is. I want to hang out with my fans today. So we have 818-5333. Who is this? Caller?
No, it's 807-5333. You threw me. Oh, you just threw me.
I'm not saying your. I'm not saying your number. You were on air, man.
Okay,
you threw me.
This is Howie. Howie Wolf.
Oh, Howie. All right. Hey, Howie. Thanks for calling into the show. This is Howie Mandel. You guys seen that TV show, right? Deal or No, I'm kidding. Howie is a host of Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, Roscoe's Radio, Roscoe's RMC. I used to have a show there. I used to be involved with them. Now Howie took over my throne. He's the new guy. So Howie has an amazing show. But I'm glad you called in, Howie, because I want to acknowledge the show that you do. You have two shows actually. But one of the shows that I heard, and I want to give you a lot of props and a lot of respect and a lot of praise. And speaking of praise, you have a show that praises. It's called Faith, and that's amazing that you're not afraid to talk about God in the industry. So talk a little bit about your show.
Well, I'll be honest with you. For a while, I was afraid because I learned that people are just so uptight about speaking about God. They'll talk about spirituality, quote unquote, but they get very wiggy when you mention God or Jesus or Christianity. They can get very wiggy. And I just felt like I've been going through a lot of adversity lately, a lot of upheaval, a lot of change in my life that I've created. There's no one to blame. I'm a grown man. But if it were not for the faith that I've maintained, I don't know what I might have done. I haven't had a drink in almost 8 years. I'm not in the program. I just decided, you know, this was no good for me, and it was in the way of making money. And now, for a long time, I discovered at a time of great despair, the smiling minister, Mr. Joel Osteen, and he really helped solidify my faith. And I just felt like, you know what, it's all well and good that you mentioned to a few friends that your faith is carrying you through, but you owe it to God, really, to use whatever platform you can to let people know that, you know, they may be in despair. They may be in a bad way. They may be in it worse than I am. Maybe you have to say some cancer. I don't know. But I got to let them know that faith is a powerful, powerful, powerful thing, and that it has carried me through some horrendously difficult times. And right now I'm in flux. You know, I'm staying with a friend. I'm getting ready to park my car. I just had to move my car because of the 2-hour parking deal. But my pal, my faith, enabled my pal to say, come on and stay with me and you can bring your dog. You know, and I put that on faith.
Now, Holly, we don't have too much time, so I just want to get a couple things. Like I said, you guys, check out the show. It's amazing. Now, Holly, you had a great experience the easy way. In like 30 seconds to a minute, tell us about your experience last night.
Oh, well, the first time I encountered the easy way was your birthday party at RMC, and you had like 40 people in the studio, and it was really something to see. And I met Al Latino, and I met Sonia, and just the energy, the goodness, the good vibe. It's just very good. It's uplifting, you know, and it just gave me hope. It just was like, oh, there are good people out there that I can connect with. And as long as I stop trying to make decisions that work against me and let God make some decisions for me and give it up to God, he'll steer me in the right direction. And I got to have faith that God will do that. And that's the thing. That's where faith comes in so powerfully. So, and then yesterday's event at the W Hotel was great. I met all kinds of great people. It's just, again, always a good energy around Eric, Hollywood the Easy Way, Eric Julie. Always good energy bouncing around.
Thank you, man. And one of these days, I don't know if your show's ready for me. One of these days, I'll come on and we'll talk about Hollywood the Easy Way. But I also want to bring on our Easy Way angel, Sonia Harley, is in the house. Sonia Harley is in the house. Sonia. So, Sonia, you were just on Holly's show, and we don't have a whole lot of time to go into this. We got like a lot of people we got to bring on, and we got about maybe 30 minutes to do it. But you were just on the show, and I found out from watching Holly's show on Film On of all networks. But by the way, guys, Film On has over 200 million impressions a month. 200 million. I don't know if everybody knows that. 200 million. 500
wow.
Channels. Of content,
other
channels.
I
noticed
idea.
Because we know people at Film On. We're going to be doing things and stuff. And so Howie's show is on that platform. And Sonia didn't even know that. But I just watched the show and
that.
I noticed that Sonia, you performed in front of 50,000 people or something like that. I had no idea that you did perform so many people.
Oh my gosh! You didn't know that? I told it was more like 120,000. It was really
in Germany.
That was in Nuremberg, Germany, at the Rock and Ring Festival, which is one of the hugest festivals ever. They do it, I think, every 2 years, and it was amazing. It was with Social Distortion, who's like, you know, a phenomenal punk band. They're like the pioneers of punk, and they're based right out of Orange County. Where you live at, Eric, actually. And, so it was a really good experience, and it gave me a lot of insight as an artist as far as touring. That's why I am the TT with Easy host with you, Angel. So I mean, with you, Eric. So, like, you know, any of the artists out there, when you come on our show, Sonia Harley's TT with Easy, there's a lot of insight that I've gained over just the past few years that I'm learning that I can share with you, and I'm sure you guys can share something with me. So we're going to do a showcase pretty soon. We're getting ready for that. It's going to be freaking phenomenal.
So you guys need to get a hold of me, find me, so you can get on the showcase. And Howie, I'm so glad I came on your show. The faith segment
too,
of your show was, like, so awesome. My mom, she's an ordained minister, actually. She's had her doctorate for, like, 20 years, and she was able to share some things with all of the listeners about faith and finding that secret place that you could go to where you find your strength. And Eric, I've learned from, like, just watching you do your thing. Eric just goes. And he lets stuff literally roll off his back, like they say, let stuff roll off your back. I've seen Eric do it. I've seen a situation come, and he's like, okay, good, let's go to the next thing. He, like, doesn't give
any energy. I don't think Eric sleeps. I don't think he sleeps.
I know. I feel so good to be a part of the team. I really do. And I'm just looking for, like, amazing, amazing things to happen. And the Songstagram thing freaking rocks. Like, as an artist.
Okay, now speaking of Songstagram, guys, we got a special, special, special treat. He just called in the line. I do recognize this number. Richard, are you there? Is that you, Richard?
I am here.
Okay, all right.
Let me
give you the proper introduction here, Richard. Guys, there's a company called I2G, okay? I2G owns 25% of Songstagram and many, many, many other companies. Richard is a entrepreneur to the stars. He's an amazing individual. He's a guy to know. He's got to know. Trust me when I say this. It's an honor and a privilege for his time to be on the show today. And we were talking a little bit about cyberbullying, Richard. I don't know where Reggie went. Reggie disappeared. He disappeared on us. I'm trying to bring him on, but Reggie, call back if you're listening to the show. But we'll bring him in when we get there. So Richard, tell us a little bit about, you know, let my listeners know who you are. You know, your experience in business and your success and why I'm building you up so much.
Thank you so much, Eric. First of all, great show. It's an honor to be on your show, so thank you for the kind words. I've been in business and entrepreneur now, about 35 years. And I've been a CEO, ran my own company, global company, and done some amazing things. But I've hooked up with this company called I2G, and we've produced a social media site called Songstagram that I truly believe has the potential to absolutely be a game changer and a mover in the social media internet world for music and video marketing. People just want to have fun. And from what I'm listening to the show, sounds like you got a host of people that could use the site and would have fun with it. And, you know, I've been very, very successful with this business. I've made, you know, double seven-figure income here in my first year just marketing this. And but it's fun to watch people with this product, Eric, have a lot of fun, and artists who really haven't been exposed to the world, or maybe because of just the way the digital revolution is done, you know, a lot of people aren't getting exposed as much as they used to be, and Songstagram and I2G is really giving everybody, the masses around the world, an opportunity of a lifetime to really get exposed and also like this business to also help us with this and build this and share this this incredible opportunity, incredible program with everybody.
Well, thank you, Richard.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Just so you know, you're losing a little signal. So let's see if you can try to get to a better signal so we can really hear what you're saying. But I can't say it on air yet. But guys, Easy Way is going to be playing with Songstagram. Thank you to Alan Tino, by the way, for introducing me to Reggie, and thank you to Reggie for introducing me to Richard. And now we got some really amazing, amazing, amazing thing, amazing concerts with big celebrities, amazing things, tons of stuff. And Songstagram is going to be an amazing supporter. They're going to be rolling with us, and it's a tool. It's a tool, guys. Just like my application is a tool for you to interact with Hollywood, for you to interact with public figures. This is a tool for artists. For people who want to get their music out, you can do a video, you can put your music out, you know, and just it's just like social media. You collect your friends, you tell all your friends, you talk. Everybody tells their friends tell their friends. It goes on. But it's a tool, and as you know, guys, the Easy Way has a lot of great support, amazing support, you know, and Songstagram and I2G. This is all really big stuff. So follow it, get involved with it. It's free. It's free and okay. It's fun, and it's the new wave, new revolution.
Yeah,
download
the application.
We have some people out there right now online, and Romeo, are you out there? Carlos, are you out there? Let us know you're there. Check your phone,
okay,
Eric.
I can't bring too many people in because the line.
Okay.
I mean, there's like 100 callers, so we don't have enough time.
This,
I love you guys. If you guys want to go to Easy Way Broadcasting on the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, we can interact with you. We can support you. We can do everything on the fans page. But Richard, you're saying in order for them to get involved with the Songstagram, they have to download the application. So I assume they go to the Google Play Store, you go to Apple Store, the Touchpad. And they download the application for free. Very simple to sign up.
Yeah, very
right?
easy to sign up, whether it's through your Facebook account or just sign up with a new account. And it's just got, you know, it's got a video marketing. You can sing a song. You can actually film anything. It takes seconds. It's real easy to do. It has an editing software. So every time you pause it and then you put it again, it almost looks like you were an editor. It's getting a stitching process into it. But you can, you know, absolutely get on there. 70% of any song, whether it's 99 cents, 59 cents, $1.99, 70% of the money goes to the artist, which is unheard of in the end. Most of the artists are making little to no money on the net.
You are absolutely right. And that's the reason why I think the Songstagram motor is going to be definitely a huge incentive for a lot of artists out there. I am speaking as an artist. And thank you for creating an outlet that gives us a little more hope to continue to do what we do because, you know, the only time we really see anything is if you go on tour and you have to work your butt off to get that money back if you're not a writer, you know? So
yep.
Thank you.
And
Songstagram's going to be really fun.
No, and I think it's great because people who follow, like we get thousands and tens of thousands. You've seen what Facebook has done. Some people have fan pages that have hundreds or millions of followers. We get a follower who can do really well, who likes a no-name artist and just says, this is amazing. You're automatically going to get a serious download for 99 cents or $1.29. Everybody's going to just try it. Just somebody with your follow. We're going to be able to change lives. People who are really doing amazing music. I actually filmed this as a gentleman who played a guitar, Spanish guitar, Latin music. You know, he's not making any money, but man, when I filmed the video, everybody said, who is this guy? And, you know, he's about to change his life. He's about to go from broke to making some money. And I'm really excited for him. And this is just the beginning of what I think we can do. And let's not
turn
it
off. I don't mean to cut this off, but our time is very limited. Guys, our time is very limited. I got to get into the next segment. Richard, it's an honor. I want to punch myself right now for cutting you off, but I gotta do the show here. So, guys, if you wanna check out Songstagram, you go to our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. That's letter E, letter Z. And Richard, we'd love for you to come on our group. You know, come on and talk to fans and if they have any questions. And thank you so much for coming on the show, man. Your time is amazingly valuable. I can't wait to sit down with you guys at I2G and see what we can do with I2G and the Easy Way. Guys, it's an amazing, amazing platform. So, hey guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. All right, I'm Eric Easy Zulu, your host. Your host in Hollywood here. We're doing our thing. So we're going to go ahead and bring on Norbert Brown Jr. And before I put his awesome little intro on from Aretha Gray, from Betty White's Off the Rockers, Lifetime, I'm just going to bring him in on the show, bring him in on the conversation. Norbert, are you there? What's up,
goodbye.
Norbert?
Yes, I am here. And also Aretha Gray is here with me. Aretha Gray.
Aretha!
What's up, Aretha?
Guys, Aretha Gray does a radio show on Easy Way Broadcasting every Monday, 10 a.m., with my father, with Daddy Zuli, with Papa Zuli, and they do a show all things human. They talk about everything. They talk about some great stuff, but from a baby boomer's perspective. Now, note, Aretha Gray is the co-star to Betty White, the legend, Betty White. She is an actress. She was just on Castle. You know, I mean, my dad's actually on the board, and he's involved with the Knights of Columbus. These are people that you want to hear. The stuff they have to say is amazing. The information is cool, so make sure you check out that show. But Norbert, how awesome was last night?
Last night was really off the hook. I mean, John Mata was in the house. He stayed all through the whole show. He was enjoying himself. We had the Basketball Wives of L.A. in the house, Jackie Kersey. We had them all there last night. We had Paula Perry.
Well, did we lose you?
Did you lose him?
Well, if you're there he is. Nobody there?
Yep.
Okay, we lost you a little bit. So let's go ahead and get into your segment, man. I want to take your time. Let's make sure we stick to 10 minutes because I apologize, guys. I'm just rushed right now. I got to be on TMZ. TMZ is hitting me up on Skype right now. I got to be on TMZ, so I got to make sure this ends precisely at 11:30 so I can knock that out. I got to talk about Justin Bieber and him doing a hit and run to a paparazzi or something like that. So make sure you guys tune in to Fox. Fox 11, TMZ, you'll see me there, talking with Harvey and all them. But all right, so Norbert, go ahead and pop your segment on. So let's see what's up with Norbert.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Norbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Hey, everybody out there. This is Norbert Brown Jr. and my guest, I guess y'all guys just heard who it is today, Rita Gray. She's in the house. I am kind of tired. Last night was very exciting at the W in L.A. I am actually in L.A. right now, but I want to talk to Rita and see what she's doing, what's all about, what's going on with you.
Well, Norbert, thank you for having me on your show. I'm not in Los Angeles today. I am in the great state of Texas. I'm here in Dallas. I'm at a conference called FraserNet, and it's a business conference because people don't think about it, but actors are the ultimate entrepreneur. We are our own product. And so I'm here working some conferences and doing some business here in Dallas, Texas. But I'm thrilled that I can be on the show and talk to the audience here on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network and to talk with you. And I'm still acting. Don't worry. I'm not leaving the acting field. I'm just taking a little business break.
Wow. Okay. Well, everybody always want to know what you're doing. I know, you know, you have that exciting show and, you know, your guys on Lifetime right now with the show. And what's happening with that?
Well, Betty White's Off Their Rockers is currently on hiatus. We're not filming right now. And we've got about 6 more episodes left, brand new episodes, that are going to air on Lifetime. I'm not sure when they're going to air. They're kind of breaking up our season. But just check your local listings for the time and date that Betty White's Off Their Rockers will show up again, and we will be pranking young people all over America on your TV. I just finished shooting a movie called Betrothed. It's my first actual horror movie.
Wow.
I can't talk about it too much. You know, they make us sign these non-disclosure agreements so that it's like if we talk about the movie too much, they will, like, kill us, I think.
I can understand
I can't talk too much about the movie, but one of the people in the movie with me is Bill Oberich Jr., who has done all kinds of horror movies, like one of the kings of horror movies of today. And it was really exciting working with Bill Oberich. And all I can say is when it comes out, it's really scary. The first night I read the first 10 pages, it scared me so badly I had a nightmare and fell out of bed. So,
wow.
If you're into horror movies, you want to see Betrothed when it does come out. And I'm about to work on a movie called Chronic, which, again, I can't talk a whole lot about. But Tim Roth is one of the stars. And Tim Roth has done lots of movies. He's British, but he's done lots of movies. And so I'm really excited that I'm going to be working on that. So you got to keep busy as an actress. And what can I tell you? The more you can do, the better. The different genres that you can do. I like doing comedy. I like doing drama. And I look forward at some point in working in one of your shows, maybe a play, maybe a movie. I don't know. Maybe we can do something together.
I would love that. I would love to work together, you know, on maybe a movie. I have a new one coming out, too. You know, called The Jersey 4, very, very, very controversial movie. And, you know, I don't want to talk about that right now, but, you know, I'm talking, you know, to you, but I know that, you know, you would be a plus, you know, in that movie. So we're definitely going to get together and talk about something, you know, as far as that. So anything else you're doing? How about commercials? I know you do commercials. So what's going on in the commercial world?
Well, I'm available to do commercials. If anyone would like me to talk about your product, I would love to do it.
Wow, wow.
I've actually been doing some public service announcements. I'm working on one currently in line with the Easy Way Broadcasting anti-bullying campaign. I'm not doing one with them particularly. Hopefully I will be a part of that, though. But
wow, that's a good thing.
It's anti-violence. You know, there's a lot of youth violence in this country. A lot of it comes from bullying. Recently, there was a young man that they was found with two or three live bombs under his bed, and he decided he wanted to do the type of damage that was done in Columbine. So he's going to blow up his parents and blow up his school. And thank God they did discover the bombs in time. So there's just a lot of violence that takes place. Our youth culture is a very violent culture. And I used to be one of the people that believed that, oh, television doesn't influence people. Television does influence people. They spend millions of dollars a year on commercials because television does have the power to influence people. So I feel like I can be part of the problem or I can be part of the solution because I am part of television. And so I do want to be part of the solution. So I'm working on a public service announcement just to talk about, you know, tell somebody, don't hold it in. If you're angry, tell somebody, get some help. So the way to solve the situation is not to pick up a gun or a knife or to commit a violent act against someone. And I think as adults, we have to be the examples of good behavior, not bad behavior. So I'm working on public service announcements for that. I'm also working, I just recently did a public service announcement for veterans coming back from the war.
Okay.
They need a lot of help, too. They come back and they're quadriplegic or paraplegic. And they need our support. So it's a project called Wounded Warriors, and it's a public service announcement for that organization. So I have been working on those, too.
Wow, wow. And the best way, guys, out there to get in touch with anybody about this problem, if you're being bullied, just go to easywaybroadcasting.com to get some help. You know, we all out here trying to help, you know, the ones that can't help themselves or people that just don't want to tell, you know, the world that you're being bullied. So this is a good thing. And we talked about that yesterday at the event, and we had a lot of stars there. And I got a lot of people involved that's working with me on different projects. And we believe that, you know, we got to stop the bullies. And, you know, we just have to get out there and put our Superman S's on our chest and just stop this thing from going on, because we're losing a lot of young lives with all this bullying, and everybody's in danger in schools and everything. When you have to go to school and you have police at the front door, that means that it's got to stop, and we have to stop it right away. But, you know.
Absolutely. And someone earlier had said something that really resonated with me is also those people that are being bullied need to be empowered. You have to know that you don't have to take it. You really don't. You can tell somebody. You do not have to be a victim. We also have a culture of victims nowadays. And
wow.
You don't have to be a victim. You can be a victor. You can be the one coming out on top. When the anti-snitching thing, that's crazy. Snitching is not a bad thing. First of all, stop calling it snitching. You're informing someone that there is a problem. And that empowers you. That keeps you from being a victim. So, you know, I've always been one for the underdog. So you don't have to be an underdog. You can be a victor.
Yes. I can understand that. And you know what, guys? We are running out of time. I am so glad that Aretha Gray is on here today with me. I'm so excited. I was so excited when I heard that she would be calling in, talking to me today. And I know y'all guys out there are excited. Easy Way Broadcasting always have exciting things going on. But if you wasn't at that party last night, you did not see Hollywood. But Hollywood's on a red carpet. A lot of things was going on. And we were just out there. And John Motter, I'd like to just say thank you for coming out and supporting us and being a part of this. And I'd like to say to Easy Whole Family, thank you for doing the things that you do out here. And we just got to get it going. We got to get things done. And we got to stop the bullying. We got to stop everything. And if we got to do it through the director's corner, that's what it's going to be, our corner to fight bullying. And we will do it. I'll talk to y'all guys next week. Thank you for my special, exciting guest today, Aretha Gray.
I was going to say, don't forget to listen to Baby Boomers Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. I can be found at ArethaGray.com. I'm on Facebook, Aretha Gray, Twitter, Aretha Gray. And thank you for having me on your show, Nova.
No problem at all. And like y'all know,
see you next week on Director's Corner.
That's a wrap, everybody.
All right, guys. All right, that was Director's Corner with Norbert Brown, 17-time award winner, the creator of the Jeffersons character, George Jefferson. And speaking of John Motter, you heard him talking about John Motter. We want to thank Norbert Brown, Jr. for bringing the executive vice president, make sure I say this right, of Warner Brothers, CW, and also the president of UNICEF. And just to verify that, here's in my interview with Mr. John Motter on the red carpet last night.
What's going on, guys? I'm Eric Zulli for the Easy Show. What's going on, John?
What's going on, Eric?
Man, I there's no words to describe what it's like to stand next to greatness like this.
I had the same feeling.
Really?
I had the same feeling.
You're not wearing a fedora hat, though. We got to get you an Easy Way fedora hat. But, guys, I'm standing next to John Motter. He is the president.
Or you're too kind. Executive Vice President.
Executive Vice President. He's involved with the UNICEF and Warner Brothers and CW. And you're President of UNICEF?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, now that's tough right there, President of UNICEF. UNICEF is amazing. And my fans and me, on behalf of us, we're bowing down to you, sir.
Thank you.
So we're here at an amazing event. We're doing it the easy way.
Can you bring my mic up?
How you feeling? How much fun?
You've done the greatest job tonight. You've brought so many people together. I think it's extraordinary what you've done, Eric.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that. So we talk to entrepreneurs all the time, and I'd love to hear your story of like some of the challenges you faced, and then how did you get in the position you're in?
You know, it's pure networking. Every position I've gotten has been through meeting people, through finding my way, through being out and talking to people. It's that simple. That simple, Eric.
And how did you get involved with UNICEF?
You know, when I turned 60. I wanted to find something that would take my mind off myself for a few minutes a day. Not too long, but a few minutes a day. And I found my way to UNICEF, and it's a great organization, a pure and great organization.
You want to tell them a little about, some people may not know about the organization.
UNICEF was created out of the United Nations, United Nations Children's Fund. We created a charity within UNICEF called the Chinese Children's Initiative. Although China is a great and powerful country, there are millions of orphans, poor children, and we're trying to take companies and businesses and people who are involved with China to give back a little bit to the Chinese children.
And you know, we are involved with China with Hello Hollywood, and any way we can support that, we're 100% behind. Now let me ask you just out of the spur of a random question, okay? What did you want to be when you grew up? I know this wasn't planned, or was it?
No, it was not planned. My goal was to be you. I couldn't achieve that. So I decided to do the best I could. I wanted to be in the entertainment business. I wanted to work in charity. Here I am.
And here you are. And so he just said he was. Okay, Ernie Singleton said I was his mentor, and John Motter just said he wants to be me. What's going on here? God is good. That's all I gotta say. God is great.
Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Can I have you say your first and last name, and I'm doing it the easy way real quick?
I'm John Motter.
Can you do it the easy way?
The easy way. I do it the easy way. I'm John Motter. I do it the easy way. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you so much, man. I'm on.
Thank you.
I'm gonna do it for you.
How
cool was that? That was I gotta tell you guys, that was like the one of the coolest experiences of my life. First, you know, Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, when I met him through my friend Dave Gorman, I did my interview with him, and then Shelley Hunt and just all these great individuals. But you know, John, I mean, I don't know if you guys know what UNICEF is, but if you don't, really look it up. To speak to the president of UNICEF and someone that's making a difference like he is, that was very, very, very humbling for me, and it was just so much fun. We had so much fun last night. Guys, so we're doing it the easy way. Every Thursday, 10:30 a.m., tell your friends. Make sure you follow Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, letter E, letter Z. Make sure you follow Hollywood the Easy Way. Join the group. Join the movement. Make sure you support cyberbullying. You know, we're doing it the easy way. Tell your friends about us. It's a fun movement, guys. Fun movement. I apologize, though. There will be, as far as the show tomorrow, there will be no show. Unfortunately, my partner, Pepper J Productions, has some really important things they have to do, so we're going to go ahead and take a hiatus. And as a... We like fireworks, Katy Perry style. We're gonna create fireworks with my girl Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls. She was there last night as well. She came down and supported. She will be on the show, providing everything goes right, and we can do the show July 4th. We're gonna be showing you fireworks. We're gonna be the show's gonna be on fire, and we're also gonna be at Kaya Jones' concert backstage. She got a big concert coming up, I believe, July 3rd. If I'm incorrect, it'll be on the application. It'll be on social media if you guys want to follow it. Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful girl. She's the one with the red hair now. Shout out to Kaya. You'll see my picture with her doing amazing, amazing things, guys. So I gotta go. Gotta wrap the show up here. Got to be on TMZ. Don't wanna be late for that. And I love you guys, man. I really do. So remember, guys, you can call in. You can hang out with us. This is the new thing we're going to do. You can call in. You can hang out with us, 914-338-1303. We're going to try to answer as many calls as we can. We're going to try to give everybody their opportunity to promote, to hang out, to really interact with the show, to meet people, to just have a real good time. We got events galore coming up. We got an event with a yacht in Newport coming up. We got a comedy event. We got so many great things. So follow it. Download the application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. It's free. You'll just go to the calendar. You'll see that. Follow our shows every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And even Saturday is made by you, guys. Made by you. If you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to have your own show, you want to promote your own stuff, made by you. $25, we give you airtime, you do your thing. We'll even help you. We'll consult you. We'll help you produce your show. It's on Easy Way Broadcasting. It's a new thing we're doing every Saturday, made by you. Do your thing. So love everybody. Shout-outs to our new correspondent, the Celebrity Red Carpet correspondent, Faithy J. She did her thing with Ernie Singleton. Shout-outs to Sonia Holly. Thank you for being on the show. Shout-outs to Alan Tino Brown. Shout-outs to Reggie. Shout-outs to Richard. Shout-outs to all of our wonderful guests. Anybody that I missed, love you guys. So tell your friends. Tune in. Yeah, we'll do it the easy way. We're shaking it up. I hope it was one of my favorite shows. Shout out to Zendaya. Check out her new movie too, Zapped. Zapped with she's got an application. She can control boys. It's crazy. And you know, we were actually hanging out with one of Disney stars as well. That's doing that new the mechanical boy, mechanical something. I don't know. We're involved with that. I don't know what we're gonna do, but I know that there's something with that. So tune in, guys. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Too much fun. So tune in. Tell your friends. You know, tell your friends what the easy way is about. And you know, catch me. I think it's 4 o'clock today. I believe 4 o'clock today on Fox on TMZ. I'll be speaking about Justin Bieber, and he was from what I saw. If you go on TMZ and you look up. Look this up. He was walking out of the building. Paparazzi was all over him, flashing in his face. It was him and another star. He was driving, and it seemed like he – just watch the video. Come up with your own opinion. He might have hit a paparazzi, and they're claiming a hit and run. And so we're going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about my opinion on that, and it's crazy. There's so much crazy stuff in the entertainment field. But, you know, we're the positive side of all that. So Easy Talk Live, guys, don't forget it. We'll catch you guys next Thursday, 10:30 a.m., and hit us up on booking@easywaybroadcasting.com if you want to be on the show, if you have any references, if you have any stories. We'd love to hear inspirational stories. If you have any stories of you being bullied, here's something I want to do. If you have been cyberbullied, if you want to share your experience, you want to share how you turned it into a positive, how you overcame it, how you overcame that challenge, hit us up. booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. We'd love to hear your story. So, guys, this is Easy Talk Live. We'll catch you guys next Thursday, 10:30. Love you guys. I'm Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood Hit Guy, and I love everybody. And I'm sorry. We got to go. Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.